When Johnson came back in January 2000 to be interviewed again, Jobs suggested that they take a walk. They went to the sprawling 140-store Stanford Shopping Mall at 8:30 a.m. The stores weren't open yet, so they walked up and down the entire mall repeatedly and discussed how it was organized, what role the big department stores played relative to the other stores, and why certain specialty shops were successful. They were still walking and talking when the stores opened at 10, and they went into Eddie Bauer. It had an entrance off the mall and another off the parking lot. Jobs decided that Apple stores should have only one entrance, which would make it easier to control the experience. And the Eddie Bauer store, they agreed, was too long and narrow. It was important that customers intuitively grasp the layout of a store as soon as they entered. There were no tech stores in the mall, and Johnson explained why. The conventional wisdom was that a consumer, when making a major and infrequent purchase such as a computer, would be willing to drive to a less convenient location where the rent would be cheaper. Jobs disagreed. Apple stores should be in malls and on main streets, in areas with a lot of foot traffic, no matter how expensive. We may not be able to get them to drive 10 miles to check out our products, but we can get them to walk 10 feet, he said. The Windows users, in particular, had to be ambushed. If they're passing by, they will drop in out of curiosity. If we make it inviting enough, and once we get a chance to show them what we have, we will win.